You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
Today is Mother's Day, and we have been discussing whether it really takes a village to raise a child or whether it takes a family to raise a child. We know that God, from the Bible, God, before he created a child, he created not a village, not a social agency. He didn't create welfare. He didn't create the state. He didn't even create the church. He created a family. And one thing that is important, and I have presented in the past and preached in the past on the importance and the important role that women and mothers play in the raising of children. And I'm not going to cover everything that I've covered in those past, that past sermon, but know this, you can't have a child without a mother. Where would you be without your mother? Obviously, you wouldn't be here without your mother. Your physical existence is necessary. It's necessary to have a mother. Even when two homosexual men have a baby, they are using the egg of a mother, and they are using a mother to birth that child, to carry that child and to birth that child as well. But more than just a biological function, mothers play a huge role in training their children. And this is something that we are going to look at today, the role that mothers play. And we're going to look at some of the key women in the Bible that actually, the Bible actually talks about parts of their role in training the next generation. The Bible does tell us, and by the way, one of the things I think that is really important as we look at this is to realize that the Jewish family in the Old Testament was a very patriarchal family. Yet we see we're going to see today that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that there is a huge role for women to play and for mothers specifically, and even grandmothers to play in raising and training the next generation. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, we see, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." So in a patriarchal society, you might think that the women, that the mothers don't matter. But that we see here that that is not the case at all. That not only did God say to honor your father, but also honor your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. He goes, the Apostle Paul actually says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land." The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, "Children, obey your parents." Again, he doesn't just say obey your father. He says obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. "Honor your father and your mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." So here the Apostle Paul reiterates this command and shows that children should obey not just their father, but also their mother, their parents. When we're going to look at some of the key people that actually played very unique roles in training their children, and did so sometimes at very difficult times, and did so really with huge sacrifice. And one of those mothers is Moses' mother. And we'll read in Exodus chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, "And a man of the house of Levi went and took a daughter of the wife of Levi," went and took a wife of the daughter of Levi. "So the woman conceived and bore a son." And by the way, let me just give you some background here. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Before God created civil government, he created family. Before he created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nation. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. What are you waiting on? Hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. Also, you can also ask the question over at our Facebook page, our live on our live video. You can actually head over there right now. 772-340-1590 is the number. And our website or our Facebook page, you can get there through our website at fasterpc.com. Click the link, listen to a Faster PC radio, or head on over to our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com, search for a Faster PC, and Faster PC, and you'll find our page. We do have around 22,000 likes or so. And you can actually head over there. You can watch the show. You can see the show. And, of course, you can ask your questions right there get your computer questions answered, just type them into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now. And boy, have we seen a lot happening in the with computers in the last week or two. And one of those things is you probably have seen this. You might even have experienced some long lines at the gas station, or maybe even gas stations. I know I saw several gas stations that were out of gas sometimes this week. Why? Because of a pipeline that was shut down. Why was the pipeline shut down? Well, because of a ransomware attack. So ransomware is something that a lot of times we see this happening really with individual computers. And the way it happens typically with an individual computer, and even a lot of times with the big guys, you know, maybe if it's a big company, or if it's a large municipality, or even a smaller municipality. We've seen it happen with the city of Atlanta. We've seen it happen with either the city of Stewart or Martin County that it happened to. And then it happened to the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department. And you might think, well, you would have to really be audacious to attack a sheriff's department. But you know what? These people aren't operating from the United States, so they aren't really scared of the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Department or any U.S. law enforcement agency. So they can go after, and you know, they may even be working for a foreign government, and a foreign government may even be involved in this. And of course, this most recent, and I'm sure there have been a lot of attacks since then, but the one that we have heard about recently quite a bit is the attack on the pipeline that shut down fuel supply to much of the East Coast. And I don't think the pipeline actually ran through Florida, but I believe that we had truckers tankers that got their fuel from that pipeline and brought it down into Florida. And so thankfully, you know, the pipeline is up and operational. The way that these things happen typically to you as an individual is you'll get an email, and the email may say something like, and it could say anything, but it's the key is it's going to have an attachment, and it's going to try to entice you to open that attachment. And it may say something like, this is FedEx or UPS or the United States Postal Service or DHL. We have a package for you. We're trying to contact you. Open this document for more information about how you can let us know where you are so that we can contact you and get you this package. Some of them purport to come from Amazon and have information about your Amazon order. We actually use QuickBooks in our business, and we also let me just open up MailWasher and see if I see an example of something. MailWasher is my anti-spam filter. I'll see if I see any examples of an email that may actually be spam. But when we're looking at the various emails, one of them says it comes from Intuit. And it says it comes from a business that we never did business with. It says that our invoice is attached, or you know, and it will say that it might give a figure anywhere from $1,000 to $1,000 and change to $2,000, $3,000 and change. So you know, we'll actually look at this and we'll see. Well, you know, I know that this I didn't do business with this company, so I'm not going to open it. But the thing is, if you were curious, if you were, let's say, maybe even saying, hey, I didn't do business with that company, let me open this so I can resolve this issue. No, it's not an issue that you need to resolve. They're trying to trick you into opening it. And if you fall for it, what will happen is it the document will look like it won't open. But really what is happening is that there is there's a program that's launching on your computer to encrypt your data. And when we talk about data, what are we talking about? Because some people say, well, I don't have any data. Well, do you have pictures? Yes, that's data. Do you have PDF files? Maybe even copy of your tax return. Maybe you did it with TurboTax or and then you saved it as a PDF, or your accountant filed it and you sent you a PDF. Well, that's data. You have a Word document. Maybe it's a letter. Maybe it's minutes. Maybe it could be any type of document. It could be schoolwork. Could be your homework. You used to have to say the dog ate my homework. You know, imagine, well, my homework got encrypted. You know, imagine working on a file, you know, working on a major report, for a file or for a class, and all of a sudden your data is encrypted. I mean, this could be huge and could have huge implications. If you have an Excel spreadsheet, that's data. If you have a PowerPoint presentation, that's data. So this is something that you want to actually look for this, and actually you want to just be alert and not open these types of things. The way that these things happen when we're looking at a major corporation or a major government entity or something like the pipeline is what happens is a hacker first gets access to either a computer inside the organization or gets access to an email account. Maybe they are able to hack into the email account with a password. You know, if you know, by the way, an email address, that's the username. You no longer have to guess the username. You only have to guess at that point the password. And some people use very simple passwords. In fact, not only do some people use very simple passwords, but some people use the same simple password on every single account. So let's say you used a simple password on your Yahoo account. And of course, Yahoo experienced a major breach where a portion of the password of every user's password was actually found and exposed. And those that had simple passwords had their Yahoo accounts hacked into. So imagine that they were able to, you know, that happened to you, or maybe you work in one of the, or happened to an employee that works at one of these companies, and they were using the same password for their business email address. Well, in such a case, the hacker would be able to get into the account very easily. Once they get into the account, they learn what types of emails that you normally send, that you normally receive, and then they may send out that type of email that looks like it has a document. Could be an agenda. Could be anything that you're used to, a report that you're used to getting. And, you know, we'll cover this, talk about this more in just a minute. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Computer problems in the shop as well, in the shop. And of course, we're ready to answer your computer questions here on a Faster PC Radio. That's what we do here, and that's what we want to do. So you know the number, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. By the way, that's not the number to a Faster PC. That's the number to WPSL. And if throughout the week, if you need our services for a Faster PC, maybe you want to give us a call or something like that. You want to schedule an on-site or talk about bringing your computer in. You can call that number and they'll give you our number. But our number, if you want to reach us, our number is 772
872-878-5978-772, 878-5978. That's our number. But we are here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. One of the things we were talking about, again, is these ransomware attacks and how they happen. And we started talking about how they happen really on with some of the big companies and big municipalities, maybe even smaller municipalities. You know, it's all relative. You know, if you come from a town that's, where the county has 3,000 people, I guess Stewart would be pretty big, you know, but compared to Atlanta, it's not very big. It's pretty small compared to Atlanta. So, you know, it's all relative. But again, what they do is they get access either through a phishing scheme or through just brute force. What brute force means is that they're just trying passwords, and they'll try one combination. If that doesn't work, they'll try another combination. They continue to do this until they get in. And by the way, when I say they, it's not someone actually sitting at a computer trying to type a password. It's actually a computer program that is written to try to log into an account. And this, by the way, if you've ever been to a website and you've seen something that says something like "prove you're human," and you say, "Well, you know, why do I have to do this? You know, show all the traffic lights." You have to click on the traffic lights, or click on the crosswalks, or click on the car, the pictures that have cars in them, or something like that. Well, they're doing that because they want to differentiate you from a computer that's just trying to log in and hack into your account. So, you know, those things, even though they can be annoying, they actually do present a safeguard to help you out, to help protect your account. Because if a hacker gets access to an email account of someone that works for a municipality or works for a company, and they start just looking at the types of emails they receive, and they see that, well, this person normally sends out a proposed budget or a sales report, or maybe they send out the minutes of a board meeting, or they send out something else that would be something that the people that get this document are expecting it. Well, then what they do is they actually create a document that is named a similar name and send it out to the same recipient list. And then those people actually would open it thinking that it is what it is purported to be, because they're expecting to receive that type of message. And what happens is, lo and behold, their computer starts to be encrypted. And if they have on their computer, if their computer is connected to the server, and they have a mapped hard drive, then what happens with that is that their data can actually go through and start encrypting data on the server. Now, what do I mean by a mapped hard drive? I'll switch over to a full screen so I can demonstrate to you a little bit what I'm talking about with a mapped hard drive. And by the way, when we started seeing the first time we saw an office where someone got hit with one of these CryptoLocker infections, and they had a mapped hard drive, and the data on the server was also encrypted, we stopped using mapped hard drives. In fact, we started taking them off of mapped hard drives. That particular user that had the encryption before actually remapped the hard drive to the server, and their computer was later another victim of a CryptoLocker threat. So, you know, some people you just can't, you try to help them, you try to save them from their own, from the harm that could come from a certain practice, and they just override it and go and do that themselves. So if we look at the network folders here. So we click on network. So what I did is I opened up, I'll just verbally describe this. I opened up the Windows Explorer, and you can do this by holding down the Windows key and pressing E. That brings up the Windows Explorer window. So, and then in the left-hand side, click on network. So this will search through the network for files that, or for computers that you could actually connect to. And we see here, my computer name is actually showing up. So if I click on that, double click on that, you see that there's a test folder. I actually did this for the purpose of testing a scanner to see if a network copier could scan to my computer, because a company was hit with a CryptoLocker infection. And after being hit with a CryptoLocker infection, their IT person did some changes, made some changes, and the copier could no longer scan to a folder. And I worked on it and wasn't able to get it to scan to a folder, but I created this test folder on my computer, and I was able to immediately, within a few minutes, get it to scan to my computer. So that's why I created this. So if I go in, if I double click on this test folder, you see here that we're using a network path, /, computer name, / share name. I could, though, if I go up one level back to where I see this test file, this test folder, I could right click on that. I could go down to map network drive. When I click map network drive, I can choose any letter that is not currently being used by my computer. The default it comes up with is Z, unless Z is already used. But I could choose any letter, any drive letter that's not being used currently. What will happen then is that this folder will actually show up as a drive letter in this PC. And this can be, and some programs require this. Some programs require accessing a drive through a mapped drive letter. And so this is something that if you have a program that needs that, then you would want to limit that mapped drive to just the portion of the hard drive on the server that is absolutely necessary for that program to run with the map drive. If you can get away without outrunning, running it another way, configuring it another way so that it can use the network path, that's even better. So that's what a mapped drive is. So if you have a CryptoLocker infection that hits your computer and you have a mapped, and you're on a network and you have a mapped drive to the server, then that program is not only going to encrypt data on your computer, it's also going to encrypt data on the server. And what it's going to do, it's going to head over to the server and it's going to start running the actual encryption. And it's going to look for PDF files, it's going to look for Word files, it's going to look for images, JPEGs, GIF files. It's going to look for Excel files. It's going to look for PowerPoint presentations. It's going to look for a lot of different types of files. We have seen some of the attacks that go after the Microsoft Outlook files. So far to date, we have not yet seen any that will encrypt, like, let's say, a QuickBooks data file or a Quicken data file. You know, that may be coming, but, you know, not everyone has that. And one of the things that, these attacks go after is, first of all, they go after the types of files that most people use. You also have to realize that these types of files that they're getting into are very easy to get into. They're files that you don't need a special program to open it up. And I'm sure the process of encrypting a QuickBooks data file would be considerably more difficult to do than to encrypt a PDF file. So this is something that they actually look at. They actually start encrypting the data. And so, you know, on a big municipality or a major company, maybe, you know, an operator of a pipeline like we saw just recently, when they get hit, if that gets over to the server, it's starting encrypting data on the server as well. Now, what has to happen? Typically, companies should have backups. And even you at your house, if you're listening and you don't have a company, maybe, you know, you don't work at a municipality. So this type of attack is not something that you're going to have to personally face. Well, what happens if your files are impacted on your computer? Do you have a backup? Is that backup connected to your computer? Because we've seen people that have a backup, the backup's connected to the computer, the files in their computer get encrypted, and the files in their backup also get encrypted. We also have seen cloud storage, where some people have cloud storage, and their cloud storage doesn't make multiple redundant copies of a file. So their data on their computer is encrypted, and the data on the file that they download from their cloud backup is also encrypted, because they only keep one copy of the file. Now, Dropbox does keep multiple redundant copies of the files. Also, Microsoft OneDrive, which, by the way, Dropbox will give you 2 gigabytes for free. You can invite other people to join Dropbox. For every person that accepts that invite, you get a half megabyte or 500 megabytes for free. So it's a half gigabyte. You also, with Microsoft OneDrive, they'll give you 5 gigabytes for free. You can pay for OneDrive, or excuse me, Microsoft 365. And with that, you'll get 100 gigabytes included in that service. So Google also has Google Drive. Now, I believe that Google Drive also does create redundant backups. Carbonite, which is one of the major backup companies, online backup companies, they do provide multiple copies. They provide up to 30 days worth of the file. So it's important also, you know, when you first realize that there's a problem, that you need to, it's important to go and start working on getting your data back, getting rid of the infection, first of all, and then get your data back. And this is something that you'll want to make sure that you can, you know, do this quickly before those redundant copies, those old copies of the file that aren't encrypted, are go away.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. To get the computers that are involved in that attack offline. Why offline? Because if you don't, what will happen is files that weren't encrypted in the past will be encrypted then. So what the actual file or program that is actually doing the encrypting is still, when it's still running on the computer,
you have an issue. So you want to get that computer offline. You don't want it to be connected to any other computers. You want to scan. You want to get rid of the infections on the system, and then you want to clean it up, get it back ready to roll, ready to work for someone else. And you know, then you can reintegrate it into the network. Well, even before you do that, you need to get rid of the encrypted data, and then look at how you can restore that encrypted data. So with encrypted, you know, when you have encrypted data on your computer and on your server, a lot of businesses have some form of backup on their server. It's very important to have backup on your server, and you want to have your server backed up, but it takes some time to actually restore the data. And in certain cases, depending on the resources that are available on the server and depending on the amount of data that needs to be backed up, you can have some issues. And also, just think about this. The encrypted files, if they're still on the computer, they take up the same amount of space as a non-encrypted file. And the encrypted file, they do change the name of the file, and they typically add an extension at the end that has a whole bunch of letters, sometimes letters and numbers. What happens, though, is that, again, that takes up the same amount of data. And you could actually have, we actually had one system, and in fact, the system that I was talking about where the customer had a map, you know, they had map drives, I unmapped their drives. The user of this one computer that had been the entryway for this ransomware attack, that computer actually, that user or someone there, I assume it was the user, but someone remapped the drive. And then at some point that user actually left the company. And right after that person left the company, there was another ransomware attack. Was it a coincidence? We don't know on that, but it did happen right then. So that's something that, you know, what we had to do is we had to go in. There were probably over 100,000 files on the server that were encrypted. And we had to actually search for these files and delete them because there wasn't enough room on the server to restore the files. And we actually, you know, wanted to make sure that we didn't overwrite any files that were actually good. And we didn't want to replace files that the customer was using. Maybe they had corrected a file. We didn't want to create that. So we had to restore to a second, you know, an alternate location on the computer, and then start getting that data incorporated. But the thing is, the first restore point that we used, that data was actually encrypted. We then had to delete the first set of encrypted data plus the second set of encrypted data so that we can actually get the next restore point done. And with so many files, and this particular server had limited resources as far as RAM, when I would do a search, it would just slow their computer down because there were so many files that were being found. It would slow their computer down so that they really couldn't do anything on their system. So this was something that we definitely had to work on. And, you know, it took some time to get their data back, which is, you have to realize this. This is why, you know, you have to first make sure the infection is gone. And the easiest and the best way to really make sure the infection is gone is to totally reinstall the operating system. Well, you know, if you're talking about a server, that can take a considerable amount of time. And then you have to restore the data. Make sure that your, you know, yesterday's data is probably encrypted. You want to go to the most recent version of the data that's not encrypted, but yesterday's version might be encrypted. The day before that might be encrypted. The day before that might be encrypted. You might have to go back a week or two to get a version of the data that's not encrypted. So this is why, you know, it is important to have backups. It's important to have redundant copies of your files. And it's important that you're able to make sure that your data is there. But, you know, it does take time to get that data back to the system. And again, this time is why, that's why the pipeline, it took a while to get them back up and running. And now with your computer at home, if you're just a home user, you don't have one of the, a big network. Some of our customers don't have any files. They literally have no data on their computer. Some customers tell us they have no data, but they really do. They have data that's important to them. They have pictures. Pictures are data. People don't look at pictures as data. They may have tax returns. They may have other files that are important to them, maybe Word documents. Maybe, you know, some of our customers write books, or they're writing letters. They're writing their family history. They're writing something for their ancestors, or maybe for their army buddies, or something else to tell them about certain things that in their lifetime, so that they can actually look at this, so that they can see, so that they can know a little bit about what happened in the past. So we have all of this information. We had one customer. She actually worked on some work for a college degree, and this data was encrypted. Well, you know, the question is, do you have a backup? And again, that backup can't be connected to the computer when the CryptoLocker threat comes in and starts encrypting data, because it'll very likely encrypt data on the backup as well, depending on how the backup is made, actually. So that's why it's really important to make sure you have a backup. And let's think about this. You want to have a backup, and you want to have multiple backups even, and keep them in multiple locations to protect you against a CryptoLocker infection, so that maybe if you had a external hard drive connected to your computer that had a backup, or a thumb drive that had your backup, but it was still connected to the computer, and the data on the backup is encrypted. Well, you want to be able to go to a previous version of it. Maybe you're going to lose some data. Maybe you're going to lose some changes, but you can change some things. But to lose everything can be devastating for a business. And think about for your home, your pictures. You can't get pictures back. If you have pictures that are encrypted and you don't have a backup, and by the way, CryptoLocker is just one of the threats to your data. You could also have fire. We've had customers that have had their computer with their data on the hard drive destroyed and their backup destroyed because they were all in the same location and they had a fire. Some of you guys might have been here long enough ago to remember when Southwest PSL didn't have water, city water and sewer out there, and there were massive fires that happened out there, and houses were literally burned all the way to the slab, to the concrete slab. And some of our customers, one of our customers, had his computer was just a blob of metal on the concrete slab at the bottom. And, you know, you can imagine that's your computer. That's your data. It would all be gone. It would be unretrievable. So you want to have a copy of your data that's in another location, even if it's in your car trunk, preferably, hopefully your car's not in the garage when, you know, if your house, and hopefully your house doesn't catch on fire, but you want to protect yourself against this. What happens if you have theft, if someone breaks in and steals your computer and your backup happens to be sitting there also, and they also steal that? You want to protect against that as well. You also want to protect against sabotage. We've seen this happen really in the corporate environment, in a business where an employee, a disgruntled employee, knows a little bit about IT work, and they're terminated. They go, they delete files off of their computer. They delete files off of the server, and they also delete and damage the backup as well. And we've seen that happen. So you want to protect yourself against this type of threat. Now, you might think, well, I'm not a business, that can't happen. Well, is it possible that someone, maybe even someone in your house, could get angry at you and actually do something? I mean, it's probably not probable. We'll give you that. But backing up is something you do for catastrophe. It's something you do for something that's not normal. And sometimes people act in abnormal ways, and you want to protect yourself against these types of threats. So you want to have multiple backups. Of course, if you do go with cloud backup, you can have multiple backups. And depending on how much data you have to back up, you're going to have certain amounts of fees based on that. There's also a lot of the hard drive manufacturers do actually sell hard drives, and you get a certain amount of cloud storage for maybe a year for free. And of course, they're hoping that you'll continue to pay, because they want to receive, they don't want to just make money when you buy a hard drive. They want to make money from you every month or every year, just like Microsoft wants to make money from you every month or every year. And a lot of these other companies, they want to make money from you every month or every year. And you want to make sure that you are protecting your data. And there are many ways to do it. Of course, a faster PC, we can help you develop a plan to back up your data. For a home user, a lot of times it's very simple and inexpensive, because maybe all of your data can fit on an inexpensive thumb drive. And you can get some of those. You can get multiple ones of those. You can keep one at your house, one at your friend's house. You can keep one in your trunk. You can keep one in a safety deposit box. The key is to, first of all, protect yourself by not opening up these attachments.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Does It Really Take a Village to Raise a Child? The Important Role Mothers Play in Training Their Children. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Before God created civil government, He created family. Before He created even the church, God created family. Families play a vital role in training the next generation. Commit today to nurturing and supporting families, especially your own. Families that are committed to God and each other can play a vital role in transforming our churches, cities, states, and nations.